You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's one of those places on the eighth day the good Lord made Lambeau, you know. And so we could go out there and play in it, you know, first Super Bowl. You know, it's the grass, man. It's the elements. It's just the mystique. It's awesome, man. If you love football, you love going to play there.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
How amazing is that quote? From Detroit Lions head coach, the great Dan Campbell. And just look this up, because I love football, and I love the history of football. The Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions, the regular season series, all time. Obviously, if you're a football fan of any age, I guess if you were like just started watching football a couple of years ago, you would think that like this was like the Globetrotters against the Generals with the Lions and the Packers, with Detroit on the winning end. But Green Bay historically, obviously, has dominated this rivalry. The all-time series, Green Bay leads 106-78, and somehow they've tied seven times. God bless them. 106-78-7 in the storied rivalry between the Packers and the Lions. And for the vast majority of the Aaron Rodgers era, Green Bay dominated the Detroit Lions. But the worm has recently turned, because in the past 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the Lions are 6-1 in their last seven games against the Packers. A streak that started Sunday Night Football a couple years ago. Packers win and in the postseason. In that stupid Rams-Seahawks game earlier in the day that cost me a bunch of money. I'm still pissed at that game. Dan Campbell saying, if we can't get in, they're not either. If we're not going, neither are they. And the Lions upset Aaron Rodgers and the Packers in that game, and since then haven't looked back, have dominated this rivalry with the Green Bay Packers. So we approach Sunday at the Cathedral. I'm lucky enough to have spent some time at Lambeau Field in my time as a producer at SiriusXM NFL Radio, and let me tell you, those cheese curds are delicious. Lambeau Field, Sunday. Micah Parsons and the Packers. Dan Campbell and the Lions. Green Bay, a 2.5-point favorite. Total, 47.5. Green Bay, getting good injury news today. Jaden Reed, who like we ruled out for a week, and maybe he still doesn't play, we'll see. Jaden Reed practiced today for the Packers. We thought he was out for week one. Maybe he still will be, but Jaden Reed practicing today for Green Bay, as was cornerback Nate Hobbs. Micah Parsons also practiced, albeit in a limited fashion, for Green Bay. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur did say after practice that basically not guaranteeing that Parsons would play in the game, but saying that, you know, he's doing what we need him to do right now. Obviously, we'll bring you more on this tomorrow on the Friday injury report with the Green Bay Packers, because Micah Parsons obviously matters quite a bit. And I said this yesterday to Femi, and I said this yesterday to our guests that we had on the show. And it doesn't mean that one team's going to win or lose or dictate the margin of victory. It doesn't. I just think it's interesting to think about. The Lions have dominated this rivalry as of late, swept the Packers last year, went 15-2 last year with a one seed in the NFC. Nobody's talking about them. All the buzz, all the hype, everything is swirling around the Green Bay Packers. Super Bowl caliber team, new favorite in the NFC North, Jordan Love MVP, Micah Parsons, DPOY. And I think the Packers are going to be awesome. I said all offseason, the Green Bay Packers are a collection of very good players. Where are they great? Well, the answer is now an edge rusher, because they have maybe the best edge rusher in the league. And that matters, and I'm not going to poo-poo it. I'm not going to downplay it. It matters a lot. Green Bay's really good. And no way I'm leaving Green Bay out of the postseason in the NFC.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I don't say this as a shot at the Packers. I think Green Bay is awesome. And Green Bay, I have to acknowledge, Green Bay's ultimate upside is to potentially win the Super Bowl. Not just get there, but win the Super Bowl. But let's call a spade a spade. And I'll throw this question out there to everybody. And you can answer it in your head or out loud if you're a crazy person. Whatever you want. People will look at you. Whatever. Which team has more blue chip players? Detroit or Green Bay? Even with Micah Parsons, now with the Packers. I think it's Detroit. And I think it's Detroit with a bullet. Detroit's one of the most talented teams in the league. Now, again, that doesn't mean Detroit's going to win the game. That's not what I'm trying to say, even though I'm going to get to it in a second. I am betting Detroit in the game. But everyone's sleeping on the Lions. Everyone's fallen in love with Green Bay. And people have forgotten how good this Lions team could be. And I get it. The brain drain in the coaching staff with Aaron Glenn gone and Ben Johnson gone. We've talked about it ad nauseum. Frank Ragnow's retirement. I got to be honest with everybody. I'm cautiously optimistic on the interior of this Lions offensive line with Glasgow and the two young guards, Tate Ratledge and Christian Mahogany. Because if there were a team that you could say has the tackles but potentially hold up against Micah Parsons, you would look at Penei Sewell and Taylor Decker. Like, Detroit's got really good tackles. Now, maybe you want to say, okay, well, they could use stunts and they could, you know, rush Parsons up the middle. I think Detroit's interior might be able to hold up here. And if that's the case, man, are we sure that, like, that the Packers are the right side here? The way that people are saying it, like, Drew Dinsick's on the show, and I respect Drew, I respect other people that have come on the show, and think Green, like, everyone loves Green Bay. Are we sure? I like the Lions. Now, I'm going to wait. I don't think we'll ever get a 3. But what's the harm in waiting? I'm going to wait to see if we ever get a 3 with Detroit. And if not, I'll take those 2.5 points on Sunday. Give me the Lions at minimum to cover against Green Bay. And no one should be shocked if the Lions leave Lambeau winners again. You better you bet on this Thursday, opening night in the National Football League. So I had a health scare earlier today. I was actually like a little concerned for myself. I'm minding my business. I'm futzing around on my phone, and I get a notification for Twitter. I should start calling it X, right? Like, actually, like, no one calls it Twitter anymore. I get a note, whatever. I get a notification on X, and it says, and it's like, it's one of those where, like, you read the first line, and it's like, oh, no. And it read, holding out for a new contract this offseason, Steelers, and in my head, I'm like, well, okay, this is about Cam Hayward, and it can't be good. Cam Hayward not at practice today for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because you know, I love the Steelers this season, and I love the Steelers on Sunday against the Elijah Vera Tucker-less New York Jets. The Cam Hayward's not at practice. And the way it's posed by these insiders is Cam Hayward's holding out. He wanted his new contract, he didn't get it, and now he's not showing up, and he's going to try and force their hand. A little while later, it looks like this was just a veteran rest day for Cam Hayward, and Cam Hayward's going to be good to go. If this goes a different way, though, like, let's say Cam Hayward really wants to, like, Chris Jones this, right? Like Chris Jones did a couple years ago in the opener against the Lions for the Chiefs, and really hold Pittsburgh's feet to the fire. It's going to matter, because Derek Harmon's not playing in this game, the first-round defensive tackle. Now, Cam Hayward's there, and I think it minimizes the Derek Harmon loss a lot for a team that wants to run the ball. I also loved the notification today, and Dan Graziano does a great job from ESPN. The Dan Graziano Twitter notification that read, Jets want to run the ball a lot this season. Like, no bleep. Like, Graziano, Chiefs want to throw the ball down the field again this year. Like, thank you. Thank you for this amazing piece of insight on the eve of the season opener that the Jets want to run the ball this season with a quarterback that can't throw and could run for 1,000 yards. Wow! What a sterling piece of information that we can use to make valuable bets. Like Seahawks want to play good defense this year. Wow! Unbelievable. Like, Eagles plan to run Saquon Barkley a lot. Whoa! Breaking news. Ridiculous. So Cam Hayward's going to play. I think crisis averted here with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'm going to love the Steelers on Sunday. Lay the 2.5 with Pittsburgh. If you like the Jets, take 3. Lay 2.5 if you like the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I do. Last note here, and I'll be brief on this one. The Denver Broncos today signed star young edge rusher Nick Benito to a 4-year extension. $120 million, $70 million guaranteed. 13.5 sacks last season. An absolute stud. Stud. In Vance Joseph's defense. The Denver Broncos today have gotten bet a little bit in their opener against the Houston Texans. And I'm making it legendary right now by trying to see what the point spread of this game is now. So I'm now clicking the game. We are at 8.5. We're in between 8 and 8.5. The number's 8.5 at MGM, juice towards Tennessee. The total's 42.5. I don't know if I want to bet Denver in this game. I do think the Broncos are going to win. I don't know if I want to lay the points with Denver in this game. Like, the offense still leaves a little beat, and maybe all the skill, maybe R.J. Harvey's great, and Pat Bryant's great, and Troy Franklin breaks out, and this is why he's hot, Marvin Mims. Maybe he's awesome in more of a full-time role. I think it's just more likely that the Broncos kind of choke the game out. And maybe they cover, maybe they don't, but I do think the Broncos are going to win. But I love this move for Denver. I think the Broncos are doing so many smart things. They extended Zach Allen, extended Courtland Sutton, now extending Nick Benito. This is a team in Denver. Not better, not the best team in its own division because the Chiefs are there. Not a Super Bowl contender this year. But I think a team that's sitting on a double-digit win season with a win total of 9.5. Your boy loves the Denver Broncos this year. Hour one done, hour two for you. Coming up on the other side, Femi Abebefe's got some things to discuss, and we'll do that next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.